This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, if you guys remember, right around the All-Star break, Hoff and I sat here and we graded every Pete Alonso home run. Clutch, middle of the road, or, excuse my French, shit. Okay? Those were the ratings for the Pete Alonso home runs. And we started it right from the beginning of the season and we ran it all the way until July 14th, which is right before the All-Star break. And our final determination on the 19 home runs that Pete Alonso hit in the first half of the season was, shockingly, 10 of them were considered clutch, 5 of them were middle of the row, and 4 of them were the dog crap, whatever, home runs. Now, here's what's funny about this exercise. It's up to all of us to determine if that's a good percentage or not. You know, is that good? Is 10 of 19 being clutch a high percentage? Or do we look at that and say, ah, that's crap. That's not any good. But that was our, and I thought we were very fair about it. And I'll go over it very, very quickly for those that missed that edition of the Rico Bronya. I thought we were very fair. So, like, for example, when Pete Alonso hit a solo home run down 7-5 with one out in the ninth inning, we called that middle. Now, you could argue that's clutch. I mean, it's the ninth inning. You're basically down in your final few outs. But we decided that's a middle home run, down 7-5, ninth inning, one out. A game-tying home run in the ninth inning against the Tigers. Remember that one? That was one of the home runs that early in the season helped turn it around. There were being no hit. That was the rock bottom game. That's obviously a clutch home run. Then there was a home run he hit in April against the Royals up 5-1, in which it was a solo home run in the eighth inning to make it 6-1. We define that as shit. Okay, so that's how we did it. We went straight down the line on the clutch, middle of the road, and crap. But we never did the second half of the season. So real quick, let me summarize that first half, and then we'll all analyze together Pete Alonso's home runs in the second half of the year. A game-tying home run in the fourth inning against the Royals. We called that clutch. I know it's the fourth inning, but it's a game-tying home run. Down 11-4, a solo home run to make it 11-5 in the sixth. Yeah, we called that one crap. Down 4-0, solo home run in the fifth to make it 4-1. We called that crap, but I disagree with it. I would say that was more middle of the road. Down 6-2, a two-run home run in the fifth inning to make it 6-4. We called that middle of the road. Up 6-4, solo home run in the ninth to make it 7-4. We call that clutch. Solo home run in the first inning to go up 1-0. That's always a tricky one because it's so early in the game, but you're setting the tone for the game. We called that clutch. Solo home run in the first inning to go up 1-0. Again, he did that. Called it clutch. Solo home run in the sixth inning to go up 6-2. We called that middle of the road. A two-run home run down 10-3 in the ninth inning. Yeah, we called that one crap. No question about it. Solo home run in the ninth to go up 6-2. We called that clutch. A three-run home run in the first inning to go up 4-1. We called that clutch. Second home run, two-run home run in the sixth inning to go up 3-1. So tie game in the sixth inning. Obviously, that one is clutch. A solo home run in the sixth inning to go ahead up 3-2. Clutch. A two-run home run in the 10th inning to go up 7-2. This is when they had already taken the lead in the 10th inning. I think this was the game I was at in Washington, D.C. We called that middle of the road. And finally, a game-tying home run against the Rockies in the 4th inning. We called that clutch. All right?
Question. Are we just doing regular season home runs, or we're going to go extend in the playoffs?
Well, we have to include the playoffs, huh?
Oh, okay.
We're going to leave all that right out?
Just wanted to just double check.
All right, so let's start second half of the season, July 24th against the New York Yankees. Now, this is a game the Mets would win 12-3, but he had a two-run home run in the 4th inning off of Gerrit Cole with the Mets trailing 2-1. What would you call that? Clutch?
That's a clutch home run.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you think of
Gerrit Cole. Where were they? In Yankee Stadium or at Citi Field?
In Yankee Stadium.
Clutch.
Turned out to be a game, obviously, the Mets blew them out in, but nevertheless, 4th inning down 2-1 against Gerrit Cole. I would say that's a clutch home run. All right, how about this one? Down 9-0. A two-run home run late in the game to make it 9-2. They would end up losing 10-3. What would you call that one?
Yeah, that's a crap one.
That's a crap one. All right.
See, we're fair here on the Rico. We really are.
We're very fair. There are many people that think we are Pete Alonso apologists. We're calling it like it is. All right? That's all we're doing. I like this exercise, by the way. We should do this with every player throughout the season.
We should go through Ray Ordonez's career.
Oh, could you imagine?
All 10 of them.
July 29th against the Minnesota Twins. The Mets are down 1-0, and Pete Alonso hits a home run in the 4th inning to tie the game at 1. The Mets would go on and win the game 15-2.
I mean, that's a clutch home run. The final score doesn't mean isn't telling of what the moment was. Let's put it that way.
Completely agree with you, because it's a close game in the 4th inning. And I understand that the 9th inning is certainly a higher leverage than the 4th inning, but you only get 4 at-bats, right? For the most part, you get 4 at-bats in a baseball game. So you don't get a lot of opportunities. This isn't the NBA where the ball's going to be in your hands the entire 4th quarter if need be. So when you hit a home run in the 4th inning to tie the game, I have a tough time saying that's irrelevant. I mean, so I agree with you. That's clutch. Let's go to August 2nd in Anaheim against the Angels. The game is tied 1-1, and he hits a 2-run home run in the 3rd inning to give the Mets the lead. To go up 3-1, they'd win the game 5-1.
I think that's clutch.
Again, of course it is.
Same thing, yeah.
Same thing. It's basically the game-winning home run. All right, this one's a little trickier. The Mets are already up 2-0 in Colorado against the Rockies. Pete hits a 2-run home run in the 1st inning to make it 4-0. So he takes it from 2-0 to 4-0, and we're still in the 1st inning.
I still think that's a clutch home run.
I disagree. I'd say middle. I'd say that's, you know, kind of in the middle.
I mean, it's the 1st inning. You're setting the tone. I know you're up 2-0, but you basically put the game out of hand by the time. What was the final score?
Final score of that game was 9-1.
Game was over after that home run.
Well, we disagree. I'll go middle of the road. All right, okay. Middle slash clutch.
It ain't crap.
All right, that same day, by the way, he hit another home run. I forgot about this. So now they're up 4-0, and he hits a solo home run in the 3rd inning to make it 5-0. Again, they win the game 9-1.
All right, that's a crap one.
See, I would just say middle again. Like, it's still only the 3rd inning. You're telling me at Coors Field the game's over? Like, it's a crap home run? I can't say that.
I guess, but partly you get crap because it is Coors Field.
Yeah, but because it's Coors Field, the Rockies are capable of coming back. You don't know the game's out of reach at that moment. All right, a week later, at home against the A's, the Mets are up 2-0, and he hits a solo home run in the 4th inning.
Again, if this score was like 4-0, I'd say it's middle of the road because it's so close. I'm going to say crap. I'm going to say clutch.
I'm going to go with middle. I think we're getting too aggressive in using the word clutch. It's not on clutch. I'm not saying it like it's dog crap, but I'd say it's more middle. You're also noticing a lot of solo home runs now, which I know pisses some people off. August 17th at home against the Marlins, the Mets are up 1-0, and he hits a solo home run in the 2nd inning to make it 2-0. Mets win the game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
4-0.
I mean, this is like a test that I'd fail left and right.
Well, there's no right answer to it. That's the problem.
I feel like it's the opening scene to Ghostbusters when it's like he's holding up a triangle and he goes, squiggly lines, and he gets the buzzer. I'm gonna say it's a 1-0 game. I'm gonna go clutch.
Yeah. I'm trying to define the difference between middle and clutch, because I agree with you. If you take the lead in the first inning, like, you're setting the tone for the game, but you're also still sort of doing it here because it's only a 1-0 game. So I'll give you a clutch. Maybe you're right.
All right.
By the way, a lot of these home runs are really similar. Wait for this. August 27th against the Diamondbacks. 0-0, solo home run, top of the second inning. Mets go up 1-0. They go on to win the game 8-3.
And they're winning all these games, by the way.
Yes. So based on that, it's got to be clutch, right?
Yeah.
2 days later, 0-0, solo home run to start the second inning. Exact same situation. Mets would win that game 3-2. In fact, that was the game that I would argue is the game of the year, because that was the win that they had the day after Edwin Diaz gave up the grand slam to Corbin Carroll.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought that was one of their biggest wins of the year, and he is the one who set the tone by hitting the home run in the second inning.
Clutch.
All right. 2 days later in Chicago against the White Sox, 0-0. Two-run home run in the first inning to give them a 2-0 lead. They go on, they win 5-3.
And even though it's the White Sox, it's a tone setter.
Yeah.
So it's a clutch.
I agree with you. I know a lot of these home runs are early, and that may tick off a lot of the Alonso haters, but they all count the same. I mean, scoring runs in the first inning versus scoring runs in the seventh inning, like, the runs all count the same. All right, let's go to September 3rd. I think this one's a little bit more complicated. The Mets are up 5-2 in the eighth inning. Okay, bottom of the eighth inning, they're up 5-2, and he hits a two-run home run to make it 7-2. Mets win the game 7-2.
I think the game was probably already out of hand by then. It's not crap, but it's definitely middle of the road.
It's definitely middle of the road. I agree. Like, it's still a safe situation at 5-2. You know, when we're watching that game, that was a game at Citi Field, and we're all sitting there, and it's 5-2, and I forget if there were two outs or not. We're all sitting there saying, come on, break this game open. Like, we can't worry or sweat out a three-run lead in the ninth inning, and obviously that two-run home run makes it a five-run game. The one I'm about to give you is the ultimate in crap home runs. This is king of crap. The Mets are up 10-0, and Pete hits a solo home run off position player Cody Clemens.
I mean, because it's Clemens, maybe give... No, it's a crap home run.
All right. A couple of days later against the Nationals, the Mets are up 6-1, and he hits a three-run home run in the sixth inning to make it 9-1.
Yeah, I could say that's a crap one, too.
Yeah, I'd lean towards crap. Against the Phillies, up 1-0, solo home run in the first inning to make it 2-0.
Again, I think that's clutch.
He's got a lot of those. I mean, that is the one thing I certainly learned by doing this exercise. While they're important home runs, okay, I'd argue with anyone who says they're crap, despite it being early in the game, you notice the trend that he was not hitting a lot of late-game home runs. There's a few in there, but most of these are first, second-inning home runs, which there's nothing wrong with because you want to take an early lead, but I think that added to the belief that he didn't have a clutch here, because you don't have that many Lindor moments late where he's saving them. You've got a few. Remember that early one against the Tigers we talked about, but there's no doubt a lot of these quote-unquote clutch home runs are happening in the first few innings of a game.
And now this game against the Phillies, they won by how much?
They ended up winning the game 10-6.
10-6. I mean, so did it have to do with the final tally? Maybe not, but still it gave them a little cushion.
So based on our calculations, he hit 15 second half home runs, and we've got 7 of them being clutch home runs, 2 of them being crap home runs, 4 of them being middle of the road. Now we get to the postseason. This is the fun part, right? I guess we'll start with the obvious one. It's game 3 of the wild card series. The Mets are down to their final 2 outs, and Pete Alonso hits a game-leading, game-winning, series-winning 3-run home run in the 9th inning against Devin Williams. We need a new name for it. It isn't clutch. What is it, like balls of stone?
Yeah, it's like what do they call it at the end of Mortal Kombat? Finish him. It's a finish him move.
Yeah. That's as good as it gets. That's home run number 1. Home run number 2. I was at this one. This is game 2 of the division series in Philadelphia. The Mets have a 2-0 lead in the 6th inning. Pete hits a solo home run to make it 3-0. The next inning is when they blow the lead. Then they take the lead back. Then they blow it again. Then they tie the game. And then the Phillies walk it off. It turned out to be this classic in game 2. But Pete did hit a home run at Citizens Bank Park that gave them a 3-0 lead in the 6th inning. Sort of forgettable because they blew the lead and then so many different things happened. Where would you put that home run?
Because of the situation, I would still lean towards clutch. You know, again, you're sitting there, you're visiting ballpark, playoffs, you're the underdog team. You have to say that's a clutch home run.
I think my bar is a lot lower in the playoffs. If you hit a home run in the postseason in a postseason game, more times than not, they're clutch. You know, unless it's 8-1 in the 9th inning. Like, it's important, especially that environment. You know, in Philadelphia, a very, very tough crowd. You know, it was a silencer, man, when Pete went deep. Home run number 3 was actually 2 days later. It was game 3 of the NLDS. It is a solo home run in a scoreless game in the 2nd inning against Aaron Nola. Very indicative of the other Pete home runs throughout the season. Let's take an early lead. But he did give them an early lead. And remember, that's his first home playoff at-bat in the postseason. It's the welcome back after he hit the home run against Milwaukee. Mets have been on the road for what seems like forever. Now, last time the Mets were home before that game, they were playing that Sunday night game against the Philadelphia Phillies. So that home run off Nola reminded me of David's home run in the World Series against Kansas City. Mm. Obviously not quite the same stage, but it did set the tone. Mets go on and win 7-2. How do you define that one?
Yeah, that's it's not finish him, it's fatality. Now, that's not a fatality. It's not the game's over, but that's definitely a clutch home run for sure.
Set the tone, especially of a tough cookie like Aaron Nola. You
know, oh, yeah.
You did it off a good pitcher. And then finally, his 4th postseason home run would occur in game 5 against the Dodgers, a 3-run home run in the 1st inning off of Jack Flaherty that put the Mets up 3-0. They would go on and win 12-6. Let's not forget, David Peterson somehow, some way escaped the top of the 1st inning. And that's the thing I remember most about game 5, where the Mets extended their season, was how they escaped the 1st inning. How David Peterson was a magician. I know he ended up not pitching well in that game, and it was a high-scoring affair. Luckily, the Mets were able to score enough runs, and they won the game. But I remember Peterson escaping, and then Alonso giving you that deep breath as he takes Flaherty deep to give them a 3-0 lead. Clutch.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I mean, listen, he had 4 home runs in the playoffs. They were all clutch.
I think what this exercise has taught us is, A, we have a lot of time on our hands, but B, a lot of Pete's home runs last year, including the postseason, just happened early in games. And I think that really led to the perception that he was unclutch. Because in our minds, clutch is late in the game. Clutch is 9th inning down a run, did you come through? That's clutch. And I get it. I'm not dismissing that. It is incredibly frustrating as a fan when you're sitting there and you got a million opportunities late in the game, and Pete Alonso, who's paid money to drive runs in, doesn't drive them in. That's why I agree with the majority of thought that he didn't have the greatest clutch season. But I think that sometimes we forget that you can have a big hit, a tone-setting hit, early in a game. Now, I'd love to see Pete Alonso hit a hell of a lot more of these in the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning next year, and I think he will. I think he can, because this is just 2024. It's not like we've gone through every home run in Pete Alonso's career. Boy, that's a good idea. You want to do that one? I'm just kidding.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.